Slava Jesus Christus, Slava Navika, glory be to Jesus Christ, glory be forever. This is Father Basil. Hope everyone's doing well wherever you're listening from today. This, of course, is the Feast of the Ascension, where Jesus ascended into heaven to go back to his home, he was destined to be in for eternity, and be with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the readings that we read today during the liturgy for Ascension, talks about the apostles being with Jesus, and then him giving them the instructions to make disciples of all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that, to me, is very important, and that's a big part of my ministry. Every priest's ministry, of course, is to baptize and to make sure that people know about Christ, know about Christ in their lives. But it's so difficult sometimes to be consistent in that way, to always have Christ at the tip of our tongue, and to always glorify him in every action that we do in this world. And we get so distracted. We get so there's so much noise around us in this world. The devil is trying to prevent us from serving God the best way we can. So we're always tempted to do things that are not glorifying God. The devil tempts us with selfishness. He tempts us with all these things that cause destruction to our bodies. There's so much evil in this world, addictions and violence and wars and sicknesses. So we are always being distracted by the devil in trying to serve the Lord the best we can. But that those instructions still hold true to us. We have to be always making sure that we are serving God in every way. We are serving the Lord in every single way that we can. And it's important to just take a step back once in a while and to not worry about all the busyness of life. We make ourselves busy in this life, doing things to sometimes take our minds off what's important. We have so much stress. We have so much obstacles that we have to overcome all the time, with family and work and our health, and we want to make money so that we can buy things. We want to make money so we can go on vacation and explore the world and to relax. But all those things are fine in some ways, but the most important thing is to focus on Jesus's love for us and our destiny to get to heaven. Because that's really when the apostles saw Jesus go to heaven, ascend to heaven, they knew that one day that was their destiny as well. Their destiny is to be with with the Trinity and all the saints and angels in heaven. This is our destiny, to be in the heavenly kingdom. And if we don't concentrate on how to get there, we don't concentrate in our relationship with Jesus Christ to follow him to heaven, you know, we are doing a great disservice to ourselves, because again, we busy ourselves with things that are not really important. You know, what we wear or what we eat or where we live, in the end result, those things are not going to matter to God. What we do or how much money we have, none of those things are really going to matter in the end. The only thing that's going to matter is, have we prepared ourselves? Have we prepared our souls through repentance, through fasting, through good works, through receiving the sacraments worthily, through all these things, these spiritual gifts that God has given to us? Do we use them correctly in our lives? So that's really the important thing about it. And again, as I've mentioned before in these podcasts and other times, Ascension is a special day for me, because this is the day that I was ordained. The feast day of Ascension 16 years ago was when I was ordained a priest. And yeah, there's been a lot of ups and downs in my priesthood. You know, there's a lot of challenges. Like in any profession, priesthood has its own challenges in life. But at the same time, I still remember those words from the epistle and gospels for today, you know, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the utmost importance for the priest to do, to teach others about Christ. You know, and our parishes are so, you know, worried about money and about, are we going to maintain the church building and all this stuff. But all those things, yeah, we have to have meetings about those things. But the utmost importance is to spread the gospel message to everyone else, to teach people about Jesus, to teach people about the commandments, about our sacraments, about what Jesus expects from us in this world, and how we can follow him to the heavenly kingdom. All right? So God bless you. Have a good day.